And welcome back to hour number two. Larry Bluestein along with Danny Garcia taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. If you missed any of our first hour, I think you're going to want to catch up with it. Just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are, South Florida High School Sports. A lot of really good content in hour one, and even better here in the second hour as we kick things off with a program that is starting to recruit extremely hard in the state of Florida, a program that has shown improvement, bowl game last year, head coach that has been there for a decade, certainly doing a lot of great things on campus with education and academics. Coach Chris Creighton, the head coach at Eastern Michigan, is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday.
All fired up to be with you guys. Seriously, thanks for having me.
Oh, not a problem. I mean, you know, you look, and I told you this yesterday, that during the spring, no matter where you went, Eastern Michigan was there, scouring the state of Florida, looking for some talents to add to what you have already on the roster. I think 6-7 kids from the state of Florida. But as you look at your recruiting, coach, you recruit everywhere. I mean, you not only the Midwest, but you go to New York, you go to New Jersey, you go to Ohio. So what you've turned in to be is almost a global recruiting school. Obviously, you got to get kids from Michigan to get some seats filled. But on the other hand, to win games, you may have to go outside. Talk about that strategy that you have.
Yeah, no, we do. I mean, you know, we have guys on our team right now. We have a guy, tackle from Mali, West Africa. We've got Canadians on our team. We've got a Mexican on our team. We just had a guy last year from Denmark and Germany. And so when you say, like, global, it literally is. But here's our strategy. Here's our strategy. We know who we are, and so we go try and find our kind of guys. And those guys are in Michigan, those guys are in Florida, those guys might be in Rhode Island or Oregon. And when we find them, we want them to know what our culture's about, how we do it, why we do it, and then we attract our kind of people. And it's an awesome strength, I think, when people come from a lot of different places.
Obviously, the objective, you got to win. And your conference is really strong. A lot of people don't realize. But, you know, if you watch, as we call it, the Tuesday, Wednesday night conference, which is not bad because you get an opportunity to see a lot of kids in prime time. But you have some programs that obviously recruit extremely well, not just here, but everywhere as well. But going to a bowl game like last year, that has to be exciting. I mean, win, lose, or draw, the kids get an extra game. They get extra practice. They get more notoriety. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, we've actually been to six bowl games in the last seven full seasons, and it's an absolute big deal for us. You know, it's not just the extra, you know, practice time, but it means that you've had a winning season, successful season, and you get to keep playing football. I mean, people sometimes forget that the people who are playing it, the people who are coaching it, love it, you know, and it's a long wait when the season ends. And, man, 2016 was our first in a really long time going to the Bahamas Bowl. And, man, when they made that announcement, you know, there was buildings being burnt down. You know what I mean? It was just a huge deal. And 2 years ago, we went out to Boise, Idaho, and won that bowl game against San Jose State. And, you know, I'll remember that, and everybody will for the rest of their lives. So last year did not go well for us, but just makes us even hungrier for, you know, more and better in the future.
No doubt. Coach Chris Creighton joining us, head coach at Eastern Michigan. And obviously, from an academic standpoint and from a smaller community like Ypsilanti, I mean, it's a perfect place to go. I mean, I don't even think you have to sell parents that they come in and just say, listen, look, just drive around town. It's, you know, small town values, great place to, you know, be at. We have a lot of things going on campus. It's a great academic school. Talk about that, because you not only have to sell the kids on football, but you got to kind of sell the parents on what you have as a community and also what you have academically.
You're hired.
So thanks.
let me know when you want to start. You know, listen, we are 20 minutes away from an international airport. And to be honest with you, I probably didn't realize what a big deal that was when I first got here. We're in a we're in a very metro area. I mean, we're smack dab right up against Ann Arbor with the University of Michigan. There's 80,000 college students. There's four schools here within 10 minutes of each other. We can get downtown Detroit in 45 minutes. But I mean, it's definitely a metro area, and I live 14 minutes away, and there's two spots where I've got to look out for deer. So I'm not saying we have it all, but it really is a great spot. And academically, here's the first thing that I would say, is that we now, because we just finished the spring semester, six straight years where our guys here at Eastern Michigan have had a team cumulative GPA of above a 3.0. And, damn, you know, you started this with you got to win. And there, of course we want to win. And we will win, and we have won. And so people really don't care on the outside about academics, but we do in this football program. We're super proud of the fact that, you know, our guys have achieved that for 6 years. And, you know, our guys aren't idiots. You know, they know if they have a 10-year-long career, which is amazing, you know, amazingly long career in the NFL, at 32 years old, they still got 50 years, man. And, wow. You know, God's put everybody on this earth, you know, with a purpose. And so it's just a matter of finding out what that is after football. And so,
yeah,
you know, our program and this school is going to prepare guys for life after football, whenever that comes.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Chris Creighton joining us, Eastern Michigan University. Also looking at your schedule for this upcoming year, they weren't kind, especially the first two games on the road at UMass and going up to Washington to play. But along the way, you have a home game against Miami of Ohio, which is a really good program. We know Central Michigan, which obviously is a rival with you guys as well. You play it at Western. Talk about that, because your schedule is kind of, you know, it's a very competitive schedule every year, but this year they turned the volume up in the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you know, UMass is going to end up being in the MAC. We played them, you know, the last couple of years, and so we're going to go to their place. And we did that, I think, 3 years ago. And Coach Brown's got a really good team. So, yeah, we're on the road. We're excited about that in week one. And then week two, we're going coast to coast. We're going to Seattle to play Washington, the Huskies. And I actually, that's where I grew up.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb and Rhonda Keyfree, their head strength coach at the time. There's five guys on last year's staff that were with me here at Eastern Michigan.
Nice.
So we're supposed to be playing those guys. They're all gone,
yeah,
now. Can't wait to go home and play the Huskies.
Yeah, and you know, your coaching career has taken you all over the place, and obviously you've been at smaller schools, and and I always find that as great, because of the fact that you learn the values, you learn a lot of things, you know, being a small, you know, it's like I always said, if you're going to be a restaurant owner, you've had to work in a restaurant sometime, because of the fact that you have to know everybody's function, you know, how tough things are, and you know, and obviously you doing all that over the last couple of decades, I mean, that's prepared you for the job you have now, and working with some really good assistant coaches that I know very well as well. Talk about that, because everything is kind of a, you know, it's a work in progress. I mean, I guess our lives are work in progress, but as a football coach, you've kind of climbed the ladder, but understood, you know, all the places that you've been.
Yeah, you know, I totally understand what you're saying. I just want to say, look, I played small college, and I've coached small college for a long time. And the guys at those small colleges don't matter any less than the guys, you know, at the right. FBS Division I schools here at Eastern Michigan. I love them all and their lives. And they want to win and wanted to win just as bad as we do here now. But, yeah, my path, God's just taken me, you know, to the places that I've been. And I haven't ever looked to leave. I just want to be where, you know, where I'm supposed to be. And I'm forever grateful that he brought me here to Ypsilanti and to Eastern Michigan. And to me, it's about the people, man.
Yeah.
The coaches that you're coaching with and the players that you get to be a part of their lives. And so it's a good thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us. A lot of people, as I said, listen to our show. A lot of, and you know, South Florida as a kind of a recruiting mecca. And obviously, you guys know that from hitting it pretty hard over the last couple of years. And again, can't thank you enough for spending some time with us. We'll be following you all year. We'll be watching those first two games, UMass, and also you going home to Washington intently. And hopefully to see you into the MAC championship game on Saturday, December 7th.
Hey, we think about that every single day, but one day at a time. So really, really appreciate you letting me be on with you.
Anytime, Coach. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a great night.
Good stuff. Coach Chris Creighton, great guy, really good program. They're on the build. They went to a bowl game 6 out of the last 7 years. So obviously for all the recruits listening this evening and you're looking for options, the MAC is a pretty decent conference. I mean, look at some of the guys who have come out of it. You got to be excited about that as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we'll catch up with Coach Dave Montiel and Fort Lauderdale's Cardinal Gibbons High School as they are on the road. And we'll talk about some of the places that he and his team have been.